This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brothers. Happy New Year.
You're on Patreon only, bitches.
Yeah.
This is the early preview. The reason why we're doing this is because we feel like it.
Yeah. This is for our special homies over on Patreon.
We haven't done a Patreon in a while. We're going to do an early release of this episode.
Small batch.
Three.
Artisanal. Handcrafted content.
214. We're on 214. Episode 214. We're going to be... Happy New Year's Eve, everyone.
Happy New Year's Eve.
We're going to be just basically talking about Freemasonry in the new year, year in reflection, and general bullshit.
That was a heavy pour.
Yeah. Oh, you did too?
Yeah. It was accidental.
So did I.
It's a new bottle.
Hello, and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your host, Right Worshipful Brother George Marjorie.
And Worshipful Brother Ken.
And we're up here doing our episode. Let's see here. Let's see if I have any Apple likes. Ken, you got anything on Instagram?
Oh, good call. Yeah. I'm sure we've got a bunch. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Been a minute since we've been up here, and we apologize for that. Let's see what we got over here.
Did Big Papa?
Big Papa.
Big Papa 4467.
Sounds familiar.
Because he said phenomenal.
No. Was that a review?
Yeah, 5-star review.
Yeah, no, I did not.
This is a great podcast. The guys are fun to listen to while still sharing within bounds. They're light. I'm not currently in the path. I'm seriously educating myself so I can make an informed decision. Good for you.
Yes.
Good for you, Big Papa.
It logged me out for some reason.
Stupid.
Add account. Log into existing account, I guess. But Freemasons Podcast.
While we're waiting, let's toast Big Papa.
Yeah, let's do that.
For those others who are on YouTube, again, we breached 900 likes. So from 900 on, I'm going to be working on a challenge coin. And we're going to need to, what I need you to do is, if you are one of those 900, and you know you are, because I have your name, so don't be dirty. Don't be cheap.
Right, yeah.
Don't be shitty. I know who they are. Hit me up on the podcast community page. And just drop your address in a message to us directly. And we'll be able to get it. Ken or Joe will be able to get the address. We'll keep it in our back pocket. And we will send you out a challenge coin as soon as they are done with production. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, go ahead. I can't log in, so
that's fine. We'll
deal with that
later. Next time.
Yeah.
For Big Papa, though. Yep. Apple review. Brother, right hand arms.
Two arms.
Ready?
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire, good fire, fire all. Together, brother. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. Vivat, vivat, vivat.
That's good.
Yeah, this isn't our usual swill. I figured it was New Year's Eve. This was actually a Christmas present for the podcast, but we haven't really recorded since Christmas.
No, we haven't. For multiple reasons. Joe is currently on lockdown.
Yep, he's in quarantine.
Me, I've been at my new job working, and we don't, you know, for those who know what I do.
We can't talk about it.
Can't talk about it.
But he does some stuff, and it's keeping him busy.
I do some stuff.
Yeah, and we have...
For the USGOT.
Yes, the government.
GOVT. Sorry.
And you know, we've been doing a lot with our families, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's Christmas time, and, you know, things have been extraordinarily busy, although I haven't really been out anywhere, man, because a lot of my family members are either, you know somebody who has COVID or were exposed or something, and my son was a close contact, so we had to wait for him to get his test, which came back negative, but, you know, he couldn't get tested until after Christmas, so it's been a quiet holiday season in the Tarwood home.
One other thing I wanted to bring up is that, you know, I've been busy as hell myself. I haven't really been able to attend a lot of Masonic things because of my job. So I want to apologize to the Sarah Knights, which the Christmas observance, I missed a lot of them, as well as attending Lodge in itself. I believe with my job and what I'm doing, I will probably have to, unfortunately, bow away from the Grand Commandery.
Oh, that's tough.
Got all the way up to Grand Senior Warden, but I just can't do it. So,
Or you can always take another shot at it if your career situation changes at some point. But yeah, your usual vocations first, dude.
Yeah, I gotta. So I'm probably gonna do that. So I will no longer be the Grand Senior Warden of the Grand Commandery of the State of Connecticut. Most likely, I'm probably gonna bob away. Only because it's unfair to not only the Commandery and the Knights that, you know, I'm there only in name rather than in person. It's just the right thing to do for myself and for the Commandery.
Well, when you become an officer in any organization, you're taking, you're always given a charge or an obligation, right, whenever you're installed. And a lot of guys just, you know, well, I mean, I don't want to say a lot of guys just ignore it, but, you know, it's ceremony to a lot of people, but those obligations that you're taking are serious. Like, you have duties to perform, and if you don't think you can perform them, then you should talk to the head of your body and say, look, man, I don't know, you know, here's my situation, what do you think, right? Because otherwise you're doing a disservice to the craft or the organization, and, you know, you're making it harder on whoever the head of that body is, right? Because you're putting that responsibility onto them when you can't be there, so, it's a tough call. But
saying unavailable on Patreon, interesting. I don't know why it's saying this video is unavailable.
The link to the live stream that we're running?
Yeah, saying no good. Saying this video is unavailable. Interesting. Well, anyway, it's a local recording, so we'll be able to post it later, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's also recording up to YouTube, right? So we'll have the recording up on YouTube, and we can make it public after. But yeah, that's weird. It looks like it's running, and the stream's good. But we set the privacy to private. Maybe I can... I don't know. You keep talking. Let me see if I can twiddle with something here.
A lot of new things on the horizon this new year. Obviously, I said starting a new job, but we're going to talk about what Morningstar's doing. I mean, I don't really want to talk about the negative, but we have a resurgence of something that's been floating around. It's kind of probably put a good damper on some of our stuff that we're trying to do, but, for the most part, we have our installation of officers and, Pat Tsoukas, Worshipful Brother, well, soon to be. Yeah, no, he is a Worshipful Brother because he took his past master degree, but Worshipful Brother Pat Tsoukas is going in as Master of Morningstar Lodge.
Ah, congratulations, Worshipful Brother elect.
So we're going to be doing his installation of officers on the 10th here. And then after that, I really don't have a Master's Trestle Board of what we're up to next, but we got a lot of good... I don't know. It was on the community page. People who said, you know, this podcast doesn't get enough credit for what it's done, and all the lodges that are under, you know, in the comments.
Yeah, that was
pretty
unexpected and appreciated. Yeah, thank you.
Very heartfelt, and I just wanted to make mention of that. That it's truly appreciated that, you know, what we're trying to do here.
And it's not us; it's you guys, right? Yeah. You all had that spark, and you decided to, you know, you made that decision.
Yeah, you made that decision to follow three idiots running around.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, sometimes that's what it takes to look, you know, to look inside and say, oh, okay, well, you know, the craft is more than, you know, what it's been to me recently, and there's more that I can learn. There's more light that I can seek out. There's better ways for me to help the craft. There are good ideas, you know, that you can learn from other brothers on how to bring your own lodge back to life. So,
and realistically, you know, just on another side note, is like, this is what Freemasonry is kind of all about. It's kind of cool to see even people who are non-Masons, you know, getting into our community page and getting into Discord and talking about, yeah, I'm not a Mason yet, but, man, this is what I've been looking for.
Yeah.
You know.
And we got some ladies that have joined us recently, too, that are either members of Order of Eastern Star, or they were members of some, you know, affiliated Masonic body earlier in their life, and they, you know, decided to come and check out what's going on in Freemasonry, and
it's
that's
really
cool, too.
It's really cool, though, to have, you know, this community that's not, you know, you go into other social media pages and it's everybody, you know, let's go Brandon and, you know, F Trump.
Negativity and,
you
know,
it's vitriol. Nice to have this group that kind of brings it all together, if you will. Like, where it's like, you know, we meet and talk just to kind of, you know, be human.
Yeah, and we all have that kind of mutual respect, too, right? And it's like even people that are non-Masons that come into that, you know, that Patreon chat that we have or Discord or whatever, they kind of see that, right? Like, you model good behavior as a Mason.
Do we model?
Well, look, so we, you know, we screw around a lot, too, right? Yeah. But ball busting is part of the whole fraternal, fraternal communion things. But, you know, we get along really well, and then people that are non-Masons see that, and they say, okay, well, you know, even if there's a disagreement or something, like, you know, eventually you take the high road and everybody kind of makes up. And, you know, I think that's good behavior to model, because especially with everything going on in the world right now.
And, you know, we do our best. You know, no one's perfect, you know, and like I've said it before, Masons don't claim to be perfect. Yeah. We do a lot of stupid shit sometimes that, you know, it's kind of like,
But we aspire to be better.
Try to be better. We try to be good people even despite our flaws.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the world needs that.
Everybody has vices and crutches, you know. We try to learn not to... What's the word I'm looking for, Ken? Try not to feed them, in a sense. We try not to give in to our vices and
subdue your passions. That's what it's all about. Yeah. It's like, look, we're acknowledging the fact that we have issues.
Right.
It's just, you know, you try your best to be mindful of them and be better than you were yesterday.
Right. So, what do you got going on for the New Year, Ken?
So we've got, you know, in Lodge, we've got, on Sunday is our installation of officers and incoming master, worshipful brother elect, Joe Pisani is taking over the reins of Harmony Lodge number 42 in Waterbury. And, we'll be doing the installation on Sunday at around 4:00. It's difficult to kind of get everybody together right now with the circumstances being what they are, but we're hoping that that'll go off without a hitch. And we actually, he wasn't able to make the past master's degree for the district, unfortunately, because he was kind of on quarantine at the time. But now that he and everybody was healthy, yesterday we actually went down to the lodge and obligated him. So we opened the lodge.
It's up on Patreon. I'm just watching
it. Yeah, no, I fixed it. So I changed it to unlisted. If you change it to private, then nobody can see it, even if you share it. So I made it unlisted. Yeah, so we're good there.
All right.
So we obligated him last night. It was actually kind of cool. I got to be the right worshipful master for the past master degree. And you know what? It's been probably 2.5-3 years since I sat in the East with a hat on.
Right.
It was cool, man. It was cool.
You sat up there for what again?
We obligated our incoming master, and because he couldn't make it to the actual past master degree. So,
so you did the past master's?
Yeah, we opened a lodge of actual past masters with. Well, we actually had 4 past masters in attendance, and we just did the obligation. We closed an ample form.
Was he
had a
virtual?
Couple drinks? He was a virtual, yeah. Oh, so he's a certain.
So it was Pat, so it didn't. Yeah. It made it easier. And for those who don't know, there is a degree in the York Rite called the virtual past master. Which is virtually the same as the actual past master.
It's virtually the same, but the obligation is different.
The obligation is slightly different. Yep. So when you have a virtual past master who's already gone, when you have a master who's the actual, who's coming and take the actual path, this is so convoluted and stupid. It makes no sense. You know that, right?
No, I mean, it does make sense. It's just the terminology is wonky, but.
But I don't understand. If you're a virtual past master,
you went through the same degree, but you're not obligated the same way that Grand Lodge says you have to be obligated before you can sit in the East. So that's why we do that. I know.
Oh, semantics.
Yeah. It's a different obligation.
Yeah.
But yes, it does make things easier, especially if somebody can't make the degree.
A member of the Jedi Council, but we do not bestow the oath.
Yeah.
The title of master.
Well, then we just go cut down some younglings.
This is outrageous.
This is outrageous. Oh, I wish Joe was here to play off our Star Wars. Like, we're probably doing it wrong.
Probably. He'd correct us, too.
Oh, yeah, he would. Miss you, brother. Feel better soon.
Feel better. Actually, I don't think he's sick, though, is he? He's just kind of quarantined.
No, he's...
Have you ever heard a song by Matt Best, Quarantine?
Quarantine,
no. Quarantine, drinking whiskey like vaccine. No,
I haven't heard that one.
I'll play it for you.
I'm surprised I haven't.
Otherwise, we'll get muted on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
Even
though Matt Best is one of our boys. Well, not really one of our boys. We're fans of his, I guess.
Fans, yeah. Yes. At some point soon, we need to have another podcast range day, too.
We really do. I've been thinking about that recently, especially considering it's been like in the 40s and 50s Fahrenheit, which is not the norm for like the end of December. It's, you know, it's not cold at all compared to the last range day we did. I mean, it was like probably in the 20s or 30s when we did that.
I couldn't even put the freaking rounds in the damn magazine.
Yeah.
Because my fingers were so cold.
Well, yeah, the metal freezes, and yeah. And
that sucked.
Yeah, it's not pleasant. That's why I gave you that job.
And we also have we have to do our competition.
Yeah, and we need to include Joe this time, too. So we need to set up an actual kind of scientific competition.
But he'll shoot his eye out.
He won't. He's a lot more adept than you think.
I was making a Ralphie.
I know, I get it. Yeah, I know. It's not Christmas anymore, though.
Not anymore. How was your Christmas?
It was good, man. I mean, like I said, it was at home, and it was just my immediate family, which, you know what, is kind of a blessing every once in a while, because everybody gets so wrapped up in, like, getting everything ready for the family dinner and all this, and then sometimes people argue
Christmas Eve with the fish.
Yeah. So, it, you know.
For those who haven't heard that song, it's Christmas Time in East Haven. It's pretty funny, actually.
We played it on the podcast once.
We did?
I think we did. We definitely played it up here. I don't know if we were live when we did it, but yeah, Christmas time in East Haven.
Yep.
East Haven.
You know, it's another
very,
one,
very
too.
Italian community.
The 12 Days of Guido Christmas. You ever heard that one, too?
No.
It's like, on the first day of Christmas, my paisan gave to me a ride in his eye, Roxy.
Yeah, I have heard that one, yeah. Yeah, we got a playlist to listen to later now.
And this then you great. Can go into John Valby, but we'll be careful with that one.
Yeah, we'll leave that there. To be good.
If you look up John Valby Christmas, and you can find it all by yourself.
It was quite explicit. Yeah, but we had a pretty quiet Christmas time. It was nice. The kids enjoyed their gifts. Santa was good to everyone. And
I told my kids you're going to enjoy them, or I'm going to beat your ass.
No.
Appreciate everything you get.
Yeah, well, my kids always do. They're very... They're better than I was and my brother was when we were kids. I'll put it that way. I don't know why they're so much better, but they are.
Even though, like, kids are funny, though, right? So, my littlest one, Eric, he decided to, Grandma got him dinosaurs, and he was like, I don't like dinosaurs.
What? Oh, that's not cool.
That wasn't cool, so, I mean, she laughed. I didn't laugh. I was like...
Yeah. I mean, so...
And then here's the thing. Ten minutes later, he's like...
Right.
Playing with the freaking things. It's like...
Well, he's also the age where he's trying to, like, get reactions from people. So it's like, it's probably not even how he actually felt about the gift.
I swear to God, we were just talking about this yesterday, that, you know... Oh, what the hell was I going with that? The terrible twos are not two. They're four.
No, three, yeah, it's definitely four. Yeah, it's definitely three, four.
I don't know why they call it terrible twos, because it ain't terrible.
No, when they're two, they're kind of like too immature to be angry all the time. They're like experimenting with those negative emotions when they hit three or four,
like,
you're right.
There's like douchebag three and fuckface four is what they should call it, because they are miserable when they're that age. Like, they're even worse. And realistically, I think it's because they're old enough to understand, or not really understand their emotions. But, I mean, shit, there's 30-year-olds who still don't understand their emotions.
Well, they're testing their boundaries,
they're testing
too.
That's where I was going to go. They're testing it. They're pushing it, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they do get older. Right. And then you forget about, you know, the terrible twos, if you will. And you look back at, like, the videos of them when they were tiny. And you're like, oh, where did the time go? They were so cute back then. And it's like, hey, yeah, they're, like, throwing poop around. And like,
oh, look, they were so quiet!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and your dad screaming in the background in the movie. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay, that's why.
There is one thing I'd like to address, Mr. Ken.
Okay.
And it's actually to a Reddit column.
Oh.
About me.
Are we really going to react to something?
No. I'm just going to clarify something.
Okay.
You can Google my name and you can look up the Reddit column that was written about me. So we'll leave it.
There
right
was
there.
A Reddit column about you?
Yeah.
Was it like about you as a host of the Freemasons podcast or you as a human or you as a public servant?
Me as a guy who ran for a certain political office and won.
Okay. All right, yeah.
So I'm just going to address something, and it's actually my tattoo.
We don't really have to do this on the show.
No.
Oh, but we
will. It's about masonry.
Okay. I'm ready.
So this tattoo was a tattoo of scrutiny. The one on the back of my arm here was a tattoo.
Somebody saw it in like
somebody
a press release or something.
And basically claimed it was neo-Nazism.
Right.
I want
to
be adamantly
because
clear.
They think that's the Iron Cross.
This
or
is not neo-Nazism.
No.
This is actually a Templar cross. And if you look at a Templar cross of the Grand Commandery of any Commandery, Grand Commandery,
it's the same
in the entire country.
That's what it looks like.
That is what this is.
Yep.
That's that cross right there in the middle. The words next to it are Deus Vult, which they got right, and it means God wills it, and it was a battle cry of the Crusades. It was. Mm-hmm. But it also alludes to my Masonic obligation in the Knights Templar, whereas you put God before everything, and God basically, in a sense,
God wills it.
Wills it to happen. So I just want to be clear that this particular tattoo on the backside of my arm, which I'll show the camera,
has nothing to do. But here's the thing.
And I want to be clear, and I want to be clear that nobody can sit there and audio cut what I've said because they've done that too. This is a Masonic tattoo.
It's a Masonic.
I belong to no other organization other than the Masonic bodies.
Yep.
And that is across the board. Even organizations I may or may not have, well, belonged to before, I'm no longer a part of. This is a Masonic tattoo right here. Masonic, whatever you
Well, say. Whenever you have any kind of vague symbolism, people always read their own.
Hate people.
Well, yeah, they tend to ascribe their own meanings onto things, right? The same is true with any Masonic emblem that you see. It's easy for conspiracy theorists
to... Don't demonize me, though. Don't do that shit. I hate when people demonize other people. It really pisses me off. Like,
well, you know, Masons don't do that, but out there in the, you know, the profane world, it's easy to hate your enemy. Demonize them. Make them less than human.
I'm a friend to everybody.
There you go.
Very much.
Take the high road. Be positive.
Very much like this. You're nice to me. I'm nice to you.
Yeah.
I don't care about your race, creed, color, sexual orientation. You're nice to me. I'll be nice to you.
Yeah.
You're a douchebag to me. I'm going to be a douchebag. I'm good at it. So I'll be double douchebag back to you.
I think your tattoo is racist. I love you too. That's the correct response. I love you too.
Here, let me tell you, and this is kind of what...
You're wrong, and I love
roll you. Right into next year, and this is something that I hope that Masonry... We've done it on this podcast. This is something I hope that Masonry really turns an eye on to and starts addressing this.
Okay.
For years, Masonry has been quiet and hasn't said anything in response to particular clergy who may have had said things about Freemasonry. Clergymen, people of the church or the cloth, if you will, they've demonized Freemasonry. All your YouTube bandits, you know, the keyboard warriors.
Yeah.
You know, I really hope that in 2022. Yeah, we're going to 2022.
Yeah, you don't even know anymore.
Freemasonry would start to respond to these things. And I get it. Oh, Bill Powell says to me all the time, "Don't, George, don't feed the fish. Don't feed the fish."
Yeah, well,
I mean, how long...
That's a tack that Freemason has always taken, where we just remain silent about something.
And then it
feeds more conspiracy, right? Because they're like, oh, well, they're not responding to this.
Well, they're not responding.
I mean, we do in the comments on YouTube. But like, if Freemasonry in general does not.
You act like a douche, I'll come.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll come heavy.
Right. But the organization at large never really took a line.
Why, though? Because if I sat there and I said, you know, just on Ken's a murderer. Let's say you were involved in I don't want to get too dark, but let's say you were
babysitting.
Okay, let's say you were babysitting,
all right,
and something happened to the child, And everybody was saying, Ken's a murderer, Ken's a murderer, Ken's a murderer. He killed that kid. Man's a murderer.
It's terrifying.
Right? And you never responded to defend yourself. What's the stigma that sticks?
Okay, yeah, it would be the public, general public opinion.
It's the rumors or the belief is that, oh, he's not saying anything because he's guilty of sin. We see it all the time with with court cases. Oh, he didn't say anything, so he's got to be guilty. He's not even defending himself. Okay. He's got to be guilty.
So you're saying because Freemasonry doesn't take a line on some of these things that it means we're actually guilty of it. Like they're in the
yeah.
Right. Okay.
I mean, look at the perception. Okay. And I don't want to bring up, you know, the thing, but there was a case where a female went missing. She was on a road trip with her boyfriend.
Okay.
Which ended up being that the boyfriend killed her, but, you know, and then took his own life, which is a cheap shit way of doing it. But prior to that, he was kind of on the run, and his parents really weren't speaking. They went lawyered up. They weren't saying anything. They were, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know which one I'm talking about, right?
No, but just based on your description alone, it does sound. Okay.
Got it.
Okay. I still don't know who that is, but all right.
Okay, well, it was a girl who was a YouTuber, was going across country with her boyfriend, got into a little altercation, and then all of a sudden, boom, she's missing.
Okay, gotcha.
This son of a bitch flies all the way back home, drives all the way back home, whatever, and then just goes on the lam for a while. Doesn't speak to the media, doesn't speak to the cops, the parents didn't speak to the cops and all this stuff. And I mean, right out the gate, and granted, he was guilty, I want to be clear about that, but right out the gate, guilty. Like, they were, oh, he's definitely guilty. You know, he's got it. He definitely did this. He definitely did that.
Even without a fair trial.
Even without the evidence or anything.
Yeah, yeah,
even
yeah.
without even hearing his side or, in, you know. So, and I'm just using the parents, for example. They clammed up. They didn't say anything. They wouldn't even speak to the girlfriend's parents. They wouldn't speak to the authorities. They just instantly went lawyered up and shut up. And if we're going to compare, and I know I'm kind of comparing apples to oranges, but this is the best case I got.
A little bit, yeah, but still.
But this is the best case I got. For you could kind of read between the lines of what I'm saying here is, you know, when you go silent and you don't defend yourself or say something or disprove, that's what I love doing is I love tearing your arguments to shreds.
Yeah.
I live for that shit. That's my soul food right there.
But yeah,
tearing your arguments apart is something I live for.
I guess Freemasonry has never directly responded to either.
But they should. That's what I'm saying.
Clergy or conspiracy theorists. But I mean, they have published a lot of things with truth in them, like the video, the campaign from the Northern Masonic Jurisdiction, which tells you basically what Freemasonry is about.
Who do they promote it to, though? Us. They sent it in a fucking pamphlet, Joe. A pamphlet to our house or you know.
It's out on Facebook.
Or it's out on email.
There's videos. I see your point. I mean, it's not. That's what they choose to do.
Let's put it this way. If other organizations can have commercials on TV and they get aired, why don't we? Take all that money you got and put it to use.
Yeah, and some other jurisdictions around the world. They, you know, the Masonic bodies do that. We used to have
you
that.
You said doo-doo.
Doo-doo. We used to have that campaign here in, I don't remember. It was before I was a Mason. I'm not sure which body published it. It was probably Scottish Rite. But there was Ben Franklin, remember, talking about Freemasonry, the video series. It was probably early 2000s or something like that. So it's like, but it's not like a direct response to the conspiracy theorists and the clergy.
I mean, in a sense, yes, they have their TV shows, all the things, the documentaries that they do in the History Channel, but it's always followed up with an Alex Jones type or an Indiana Jones, that Indiana Jones looking dude with the big white hat who wrote some book about New World Order and everything. Oh, they're a Masonic conspiracy era. They're taking over the world. Like, there's always got to be a yin, yet, like,
yeah, it's not interesting
put
journalism
a Mason
unless
you have both. Well educated in front of an Alex Jones type and just, I mean.
And have him tear into it.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
Like, you say some shit, I say some shit. I'll lead, you go. Like, do the back and forth. I would love. Oh,
maybe it should be you, George.
Idea for a show next year.
What we're going to call Alex Jones.
We find a hater and we sit him across the table. And we do like a Between Two Ferns type thing.
Between Two Ferns.
You never seen that? Zach Galifianakis, Saturday Night Live. I think it's Saturday Night Live.
I see. Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. That could work. As long as we're mutually respectful, we kind of sign a waiver ahead of time.
But I mean,
saying,
we
like,
gotta find somebody who's like Like, they think that we are...
We did that with your friend, but she was not, like, super against Freemasonry. No, no. She was kind of
uninformed.
Yeah, exactly. That's different.
And asking questions.
Although it did turn into a pretty good debate.
I want somebody who thinks they have all the answers.
Right. And then we can
and then
show
we
them
go back and forth.
That they don't. And hopefully, hey,
we should
who knows?
It.
We might even change somebody's mind.
And here's what we'll do. We'll even get Danny Collins down here so he could swear in the background in it with his accent.
With his British accent, yeah.
I'm not going to drop funny. I'm not going to drop the word that's very famous amongst the English people, but I can hear
I don't think we can
background.
Say that. We can't say that word. If it's in the background, the mics
that would
will still
be freaking
pick it up.
Hilarious. We should totally do it though. We'll have Joe referee cuz he's kind of like the middle guy.
Yeah, we definitely need somebody.
We'll get
a scoreboard
up here.
Yeah.
We'll get two scoreboards like those, little small basketball ones. You could be like the IT guy who does all that stuff. And the judge, yeah. So Joe could be the moderator. You could be the judge.
Okay.
And who
scores a point?
Who scores a point? Like,
I'll have flags like in a karate tournament. And be like,
you could do that, yep. Or Joe could even do like remember in Family Feud where they say a word what is the top 100? And they say something that's close, but it's dabbling.
Yeah.
And, Steve Harvey just goes and points.
Oh, yeah.
To the judge.
Yeah.
Like, we'll accept that. Ding!
Yep. Yeah, we definitely. Yeah, I think
would be fun.
We could work that out. And we'll have to find somebody.
Then we'll just get him drunk and bury him in the basement afterward. Yeah.
The basement actually being a bar, not.
No, there's a basement below the bar. It's where the babies are hidden.
Yeah, we're not actually going to. Oh, God.
Yeah, you see what I did there?
Yeah, I saw that. I'm not going to bury them in the basement. We'll take them out drinking. I think that's it. Yeah.
But if he escapes, then he'll be like, "Yeah, there's nothing down there."
They were right. We gotta find.
So we win anyway.
Right. We gotta find the right person for this job. I think.
Who do we go for? Come on, let's find somebody.
I don't know. I mean, we've got so many Illuminati people that keep accosting us on Facebook and stuff. We could pick any of those.
Do we?
I don't think they're local.
We have
all the Illuminati people that stalk all of our fans.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a scam. That's a Ponzi. Yeah. That's Nigerian money scam. That's not really people who believe in this shit. They're just like, give me $200 so I can get the eagle head.
You know who we could get? Is my brother. My brother's a big conspiracy theorist.
Really?
Yeah. Like my actual brother, my blood brother.
Really?
Yeah. I think he'd be interested in doing it. I'll talk to him about it. Interesting. That would be a good one, too, because we wouldn't be like strangling each other. Because he's my brother.
Is he bigger than you?
No, he's the same size as me.
Same size as you?
Yeah, we've thrown down before, like in our, I don't know, when we were teenagers and stuff.
Like
and
same height, same
fight.
Weight, even?
Yeah, yeah, more or less, yeah. Yep.
I never had a brother, but I always noticed that like you have the skinny brother and then like you have the fat brother.
Well, he's definitely skinnier than me.
So you're the fat brother.
I guess I'm the fat brother, yeah. I'm the older brother, I'm the fat brother.
You and Joe.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we are the way we are.
I'll pay Joe. I'm joking, Joe. I know he's very self-conscious about his hair and his weight. Yeah, Joe, I'm just messing. Hey, you're not here. I mean, the door's open.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll pay for
that.
That's
a good idea, though. Let me talk to my brother and see if
I'm never
get him
missing
up here.
A podcast again. Joe's going to crucify me.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Just wait.
What was I going to say? But anyway, yeah, that would be that'd be pretty cool. Is he tanner than you or?
He's more Italian looking than me. I think he got like the Italian side of the genetic.
You got the
black hair and like probably better skin.
You got the Pleiadian skin.
Yeah, I got like the Finnish side of the family where we're basically translucent. Yeah.
You ever seen Ancient Aliens when they talk about the Pleiadians and they were like people of light?
Yeah, that's me.
I'm on a freaking roll today.
Well done. I can't even respond now.
I try. Yeah, but I would like to do that. That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to talk to him. We'll arrange something. We'll find somebody to bring up here to do that.
Maybe we bring up.
It would be fun.
Maybe we actually try bring AJ himself.
I don't think if we called his people, I don't think he would be. Like, I don't think his people would allow him to come on a show like that.
He's got people that won't allow him.
I would think so, yeah, because he's got like his own thing. I mean, his whole. Thing is, his whole shtick is around an echo chamber, right? Like, I don't think they would let him go and like debate somebody who is rational.
And I don't think it would be. I don't think it would be. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't think it would contentious? Be contentious. That's the word I was looking for. I don't think it would be. I don't think so.
I think he actually believes his own bullshit. Like, I think he would be.
Some of his stuff, though, believe it or not, I am actually going to defend him here, is not bullshit.
Okay, he's probably said a truthful word.
He said a few things that were truthful. Yes,
I think a broke-ass clock is right twice a day.
Some of his stuff actually is truthful and honest, and I'm not talking about his conspiracies. I'm talking about his intelligence in like talking about when he did talk about Masonry. He talked about King Solomon. He talked about, you know.
So he did his homework.
He did his homework. So I got to give credit where credit's due.
Incorrect conclusion based on it, but yeah.
I personally feel like he lumps too much into one thing. Like, not everything is all strung together with shoestrings, if you get my drift. Like,
yeah,
it's not
enough.
All one.
Right.
I think that's where he loses me, is he's... he's trying to put things, puzzle pieces that don't necessarily fit.
Yeah, okay.
Like the Biden alphabet meme. You seen that?
The Biden alphabet meme. No, I have not seen that.
I find it. Go ahead, Ken. Talk for a minute. I'll find it. It's funny. That's why I want to show it to you. And I'm not getting political. It's a funny.
I'm going to let these guys know that we fixed the stream. Just so that they know. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's worth a shot. Why don't we reach out to his publicist or whatever and see if we could get any kind of response at all from him? Oh, yeah, that one. it's like one of those little puzzles that kids have where you put the letter in the correct
puzzles.
Thing. Yeah, and it's just all letters jammed together. Hey, big guy, what you working on?
I love a good laugh, and I don't care, like, who it is. Like, you know, there was ones that, you know, I'm not getting political, but there was Trump ones. Obviously, I've said I've supported Trump before, but like, there were ones that put up at him. They were freaking hilarious. Like,
yeah.
I just get a laugh out of life. It doesn't matter whose expense it is. It's most of the time it's my own expense.
Yeah, I like the Joe Biden and Barack Obama memes. Right before Biden was president, back when he was vice president. You don't remember those?
Refresh my memory.
It would be like, you know. You know, the two of them in the Oval Office, you know, sitting on the couch together or whatever. And I think it was during the
oh, where Obama's got his hands in his head? His hands on his
yeah,
head?
Exactly.
Yes,
no joke.
Yes, there's a bunch of them.
And, you know, it was always about, like, you know, Trump moving into the White House or whatever. Like, right. should we poop on the, you know, carpet or something like that? Like, leave a little surprise for him as he moves in. Like, those were freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
I miss the Biden
I love
memes,
that kind of,
the original
like that.
Biden memes.
I love people who can laugh at themselves. And I'll tell you, one of the things I've watched is I used to love... I watch it when I was driving for... I can't be on my phone anymore, obviously.
Yeah,
G-O-V-T man. Does not...
Shouldn't have been on your phone while you were driving either, but hey,
I listen. Sorry, when I say I'm watching YouTube videos, I'm not. I'm listening.
Text,
I got the phone
text
down.
Text-to-speech, yeah.
And Ronald Reagan, man, he was a pisser. Like,
yeah, he was a badass.
When he had like his inauguration, like it was a roast. He had Don Rickles there roasting him and like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he used to be an actor, so he can laugh at himself.
Even Obama, though. And Bush.
Yeah, Obama was pretty good at it, too.
George Bush, George W. Bush was one of the... He actually put... what's his name? Bridges. I can't remember his name.
Jeff Bridges
on the stage next to him, dressed as him, and he was acting as if he was like George Bush's mind. So when he was like, you know, George Bush used to misspell things all wrong and stuff.
We're talking about W, right?
George W. Bush. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And it was him basically. It was at a whatever it was, the news, the media dinner,
State
or whatever.
Of the Union
no,
deal?
Media
oh, the
dinner,
media
or whatever
dinner,
the hell.
Yeah. Okay.
Correspondence dinner.
Yep.
And he put Jeff Bridges on stage next to him, and basically making fun of himself, like spelling
Jeff
things
Bridges
wrong.
Is a weird choice. He's not a comedian. Maybe it was somebody else.
It may have been. I'll have to look it up. Obama did the same thing.
Jeff Bridges was like the dude in Big Lebowski.
Yeah, I'll have to look.
Not the same guy.
Yeah. Obama did the same thing.
Yeah.
He did, he put, what's his name? Big dude. He was in The Longest Yard. He was the guy with the quarter pounders.
Oh.
I can't remember his name. Terry Crews, maybe?
I don't know.
And it was supposed to be Angry Obama.
As good as mine.
It was Angry Obama because Obama was known for being able to keep his cool all the time.
Right.
So he put him on stage next to him, basically like swearing and screaming and saying what he actually was feeling inside. Like,
nice.
But that's what I'm saying. I enjoy people who can make fun of not only themselves, but can take a joke.
Yeah, and
like,
it,
not everything's so serious.
It makes you a lot more human, especially when you're in a position of power like that. There are certain people who can't take a joke. And they are less likable people. Who?
Trump?
He didn't like
Obama lambasted him.
He had more of a sense of humor than I think Hillary Clinton did. Hillary Clinton not seem to be capable of laughter. Like, I don't think she would ever have like a roast for an inauguration dinner. Like, that's not
I think Trump had a sense of humor making fun of other people.
Yeah,
himself.
Yeah.
Because when Obama let him have it at a dinner, he didn't. It was actually the same dinner. It was the correspondence dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
Obama was picking on him. He was making fun of him. Like, whatever. It's just like, take it, man.
Yeah, just
it's
yeah,
funny.
Exactly. Like, just you know? Poke back. But
and he
no,
kind of
was...
got pissed off and never went back again. So it's like, come on, man. Like, let people. I hate to say, come on, man. But
you know, he was like a businessman, like CEO type. Those people don't tend to.
You can't take yourself too freaking seriously.
They don't tend to have a sense of humor. But hey, whatever.
Anyway, for the new year?
No comments here, so.
That's all the Discord guys who are sleeping at this hour.
That's fine.
It's New Year's Eve, too. Like I said, we did this.
Exactly.
This is being released later on YouTube to the YouTubers, but this is originally found on Patreon, and you can see it on Patreon for as little as $5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you can catch early episodes, because I think we're going to probably start getting into this, doing early episodes, mm-hmm. release them earlier.
Exclusive content.
Certain ones we're going to release earlier.
Yep.
And we'll go from there. This one, we just want to give it an old test try.
Yep.
To try, because I don't think we've ever done live stream on Patreon.
No.
It's through YouTube,
We tried it once. Their video engine is a little weird. I think it's easier to probably just do everything on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
And then just unlist it. So the general public doesn't have access to it
until
already recorded. And then, you drop the link in Patreon. It's the way to go.
Right, so we're probably going to do that from time to time. So if you want to catch the episodes early, and eventually we're going to get into doing maybe a little half hour Patreon only, because then we can really unleash
hell, yeah.
Because
let's slip the dogs of war.
We have been extremely good. I believe.
I think so. We should ask our Grand Lodge handlers, but I think we've been doing well. Raph always keeps us on track, too.
It's been toned down quite a bit, I think. Not that that's a good thing or bad thing, but, I mean, you got to work within due bounds.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Nice PG-rated, snuggly free.
We'll go PG-13 because I do sometimes get on a tear where I drop an F-bomb from here to time.
I think I said BS a little earlier, too. So, we're PG-13 now.
But, so for the new year, I guess my New Year's resolution is to laugh more.
Okay.
And try to enjoy myself.
All right.
I think I'm also going to try to tone down my instantly... getting angry at trolls.
Oh, yeah. You do tend to get baited by trolls pretty frequently.
I do get baited pretty quickly. See how... And I want to apologize to those if I've ever snapped your head off thinking you were being a troll and you weren't. Because...
That happened several times.
That's happened several times. Because, you know, when you deal with it so often, I really do. I mean, I get it in my own personal, not email, but my messenger through, my various things.
Reddit.
Yeah,
I can see how that would get on your nerves over time.
When you're constantly been bombarded by people who got nothing better to do than to talk shit and put you down, you lash back. So maybe there's been time or two or three that I thought or read, because again, you can't read emotion and or...
Yeah, it's tough to know intent.
In text messages. Yeah. And I thought that they were being pretentious.
Yeah.
And I may have gotten...
Or being legitimately mean versus the type of mean that we are to each other on Discord, right? Where we're just kind of poking fun at each other.
Yeah.
This is, You were being attacked. You felt like you were being attacked.
And realistically, like, it's, as we've gotten bigger, it's happened more and more. It's kind of sucks because it, you know, I can understand why people who are YouTubers generally don't even look at the comments or on their Facebook. They don't even generally look at the comments because of this reason. But I think it's important for us, me, to reach out to our audience. I don't want to be those people who are not reachable. Or you can't talk to us or...
No, the whole point of the podcast is for us to show that Masons are regular guys. You can't be a regular guy if you put yourself up on a pedestal. And,
and I'm not going to do that. So, you know, if you got something you want to say, go right ahead. You know, forewarn me, though. Not a troll.
Right, exactly. Asterisk, this is not a troll. Yeah, and then just disclaim it and then have at us. That's fine, man. But yeah, that's a good resolution.
That's my resolution. I'm going to laugh a little bit more. I'm going to try to be a little bit more laid back. And I'm going to try to continue with, I don't want to say continue with masonry, but I'm going to try to be more involved in my lodge on a brother basis. Again, I've legitimately stepped away. Yes, I bowed away from, I got my bounty hunter from Greece.
Yeah.
And,
beautiful country, Greece.
But I've legitimately stepped away from everything.
You just got to find like the things that you can do with your new job, right? Your new career profile and your family situation. I think those are valuable aspirations for the new year.
That's what I'm going to do. What about you?
Nice. I've been getting back into this situation where I get stressed a lot at work, which I made some changes in how I deal with stress a few years back because it was really starting to like impact my health and like my psychological well-being.
You got the shits too?
It wasn't the shits. It was like, you know, like borderline panic issues and stuff like that. Like it was bad for a while. I lost a lot of weight. But you know, I resolved those issues, but it's starting to get back into that situation now. There've been some changes. I don't want to harp on what's going on in my work life, but there have been some changes there, and it's kind of made it, they're not bad things. It's not like people are riding me or anything like that. It's just, it's created a different type of pressure on me, and that's, it's a big horse. Yeah, I get it. But yeah, it's created some challenges, and those challenges have presented themselves as stress sometimes. So I'm going to try to come up with some better ways of dealing with that. I'm going to get back into running again, which I was way into when COVID first kicked off. I was doing, 3 or 4 miles a day, every work day on my lunch break, and I got away from that. Mm. I'm trying to take a little bit better care of myself.
That's good.
Try to reduce that stress because, man, stress will screw you up. If there's people out there in our community that are dealing with that kind of like work-related stress, when it happens...
Stress in general, not even just work-related.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of joked about it when we were in our 20s. Look, if you're over 35 or so and you're dealing with that on a constant basis, take care of yourself.
You're what, 30?
Come up
you're
with
40,
some strategies.
Right?
Yeah.
You're 40? I'm a year behind you.
Yeah, but it can really impact your health. It's a killer, so...
I always got the shits.
That probably happened to me, too, but
you get angry,
that's probably why I lost all the weight, too.
This is bullshit!
Yeah.
I got a shit.
No, it was never anger, right? So I never like showed my anger at work, right? You keep that stuff kind of like buried internally, and that's what really turns into stress. And
so you were basically leaving work, going to the liquor store, and drinking a pint on the way home then?
It was nothing like that. I never turned to alcohol, but like I just kept those kind of emotions repressed.
And I could just see you driving to work.
No, I'm not a big drinker, man. That was never my thing. I was like,
I could see Ken just with a find a Jack Daniels driving.
In a paper bag.
Cigarette in one hand, hand on the wheel, just white knuckling it, just listening to Freebird the whole way from work.
Yelling out the window at random passersby. Yeah. That's never been me. If I had done that, I probably wouldn't have had those stress-related issues, but, Yeah,
just that one vein in the middle of your forehead bulging out.
Yeah. That's probably happened. That's probably happened.
I could laugh about that because that's what
you've been
you...
through that shit too.
Yes and no, because I'm more explosive than you are. You seem like you're more of an internal person.
Yeah, you have a pressure relief valve on you, which
I have a long fuse that burns fast. Is the way I explain it.
That's actually probably healthier overall.
Yes and no, because here's why. After I've blown my head gasket, I always feel like an asshole afterward. So yeah. Now I do the whole, wow, you do the whole self-destructive type thing in your head where now it's like, I shouldn't have done that. Damn it. Damn
right. Like, well, it's probably better to take it out.
Do I apologize? I can't apologize. You do the whole now.
Yeah.
That
second guessing yourself.
The second half of it, not the explosion of anger,
right.
But the second half of it is what really affects me. That's where I start playing, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Head games with yourself. I mean, I guess change the nature of the explosion, right? So go axe throwing or something instead of blowing up.
That's why I was telling you I got the shits.
Like, oh, okay. I don't know. I'm trying here. I'm not a very good therapist.
I'm kidding. Oh, God.
But yeah, these are valid aspirations.
Could you imagine Dr. Milfy in the office with me? She should go right.
Wait, hold on. Dr. Milfy?
Melfi.
Melfi.
Sopranos?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Dr. Melfi.
Yeah. Okay. You're taking me back now.
I can see her sitting. I'm like, how are you doing, George? And then I just start unloading. She just gets up, walks over to the top drawer.
Yeah, exactly. Like, time to get a new therapist.
Oh, this is my last week. I'm retiring after today.
Yeah.
Anyway, all joking aside, Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year, friends.
I hope you guys all have a fantastic New Year.
Why don't we do a toast to our...
don't catch the vid.
Yeah, no vid. Hashtag no vid. Why don't we do a little toast to our community?
All right.
I'll lead it.
We could do that. Go ahead, Ken.
To another year. Hopefully this one is better than the last. And we really appreciate all the support. I just want to make that absolutely clear. We really appreciate the support of our community and all of our followers out there, and we hope to serve you even better in the ensuing year.
Stand by.
And we're going to pour one for Missing Joe, too.
We're going to pour one for my homie.
Okay, yeah, one for our homie over here. You ready? All right, brother, right hand to arms.
Two arms.
Ready?
Ready.
Aim. Fire good fire, fire all. Together, brother. Vivat, vivat, vivat.
All right.
Happy New Year.
See you next year.
Yep, I'll see you next year. And we'll see Joe next year, too. He'll be fully recuperated for our next broadcast.
Yeah. For the Freemasons Podcast, Happy New Year. I'm Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry, signing off.
And I'm Worshipful Brother Ken, signing off.
Have a good one.
Happy New Year, friends.
Bye, bitches.